The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 10th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, communications met the space age. The Telstar communications satellite was launched to form an experimental, but hopefully permanent, transatlantic TV and telephone link. Though Telstar is still in orbit, it was damaged by high-altitude nuclear weapons tests and ceased to function less than a year after it was launched. Nikola Tesla was born on this day in 1856. Joe Shuster, the co-creator of Superman, was born in 1914. Muppets puppeteer Jerry Nelson, the voice of the Count from Sesame Street, was born today in 1934. Actor Ron Glass, Firefly's Shepherd Book, was born in 1945.
You're gonna come with us.
Excuse me?
You like ships. You don't seem to be looking at the destinations. What you care about is the ships, and mine's the nicest.
She don't look like much.
Oh, she'll fool ya. You ever sailed in a Firefly?
Long before you were crawling. Not in R3, though. Didn't have the extenders. Tended to shake.
So, how come you don't care where you're going?
Because how you get there is the worthier part.
Are you a missionary?
I guess. I'm a shepherd from the Southdown Abbey. Book. I'm called Book. Been out of the world for a spell. Like to walk it a while. Maybe bring the word that was needed told.
Well, I'm Kaylee. And this here's Serenity. And she's the smoothest ride from here to Boros for anyone can pay.
John Sim, the star of Life on Mars and the master on Doctor Who, was born in 1970.
Doctor. Where is it, Doctor?
Gone.
How can Gallifrey be gone?
It burnt.
And the Time Lords?
Dead.
And the Daleks?
More or less.
All of them? But not you, which must mean...
I was the only one who could end it. And I tried, I did, I tried everything.
What did it feel like, though? Two almighty civilizations burning. Oh, tell me, how did that feel?
Stop it!
You must have been like God.
Peter Serafinowicz, the voice of Darth Maul and star of Amazon Prime's The Tick, was born today in 1972. The voice of Bugs Bunny and countless others, including Buck Rogers' robotic pal Tweaky, Mel Blanc, died today in 1989.
Oh yeah? That's what he thinks.
In 1979, time was on the blink, and British TV network ITV sent Sapphire and Steel to fix it up.
All irregularities will be handled by the forces controlling each dimension. Transuranic heavy elements may not be used where there is life. Medium atomic weights are available. Gold, lead, copper, jet, diamond, radium, sapphire, silver, and steel. Sapphire and steel have been assigned.
Thanks to the very busy schedules of its stars, David McCallum and Joanna Lumley, Sapphire and Steel was never able to maintain a consistent production or broadcast schedule, and eventually aired its final episode in 1982. In 1981, arcades went to warp speed, as Jukebox maker Rockola released the video game Warp Warp, a Japanese import from the makers of Pac-Man. And in 1989, Starfleet War Games pitted Picard against his own first officer.
The hunt begins, number one.
We're ready. Just remember, Enterprise, Captain Riker's never lost.
Begin now.
Maximum shields, Mr. Worf.
Prepare your little surprise.
Aye, sir.
Ready, Warp 1. Optimal spread on simulated torpedoes.
Captain, Romulan warship approaching fast from astern.
What the?
He came out of nowhere, sir.
Bring us about, Ensign. Maximum shields. Full weapon systems.
Disengage modified.
Lock on. Over to hailing frequency.
I can't, sir. There's nothing there.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne. Music by Gossip O'Keefe.